Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again. So relax and let's have a good time. Later on, I'll be talking to Ethiopia's legendary musician. And he's a songwriter, producer, and you name it. He has been in the business for quite a long time. But he's still hot. And that is the great Tishomi Mitiku. So stay tuned for that. He's going to be my guest right here on The African Beat. But right now, let's start some music flowing as we take off from Cote d'Ivoire today with Dauda in La Femme, De Mon Patron. It's old school, but it's beautiful. And right after that, Kankon Keita by Kerfala Kante of the Republic of Guinea, and Make You Dance by Uganda's top female rapper Keiko featuring Mad Tracks of Kenya. But right now, La Femme de Mon Patron, beautiful music from Cote d'Ivoire's Dauda.
La femme de mon patron est tombée amoureuse de moi. Elle m'a proposé de devenir son amant. Elle est riche et elle est belle, mais moi je ne veux pas de problème. Son mari c'est mon directeur, moi je suis son chauffeur. Si je deviens l'amant de la femme du patron, c'est dangereux. Malgré leur beauté angélique, quand une femme est amoureuse, elle devient très dangereuse. La femme du patron m'a dit si je refuse, elle ira dire à son mari que c'est moi qui lui fais la cour. Même si je suis innocent, j'aurai de gros ennuis. Devant cette situation, je ne trouve pas de solution, car dans cette affaire, moi je ne sais plus que faire. Puis dans tous les cas, je n'ai pas tellement le choix. Si je dis oui, c'est imprudent à cause du patron. Mais si je dis non à la femme, elle va se venger.
Et si je dis non, que dois-je faire? Que dois-je dire? À quelle histoire? À quelle affaire? Aïe aïe aïe.
African beats.
Make you dance, oh, oh.
Let's go.
Make you dance, oh, oh.
Let's go.
I'm gonna make you dance.
you gotta show you how to flow. Show you some new tricks, I'll show you fumbo. Teach you how to do it bigger than a jumbo. Jet haste, tell them jumbo. Oh, in my new white tee, too fresh for the club, fresh for the party. I brought the sun on my chest and the sun on my wrist, now you all can't see. Ayy, now you wanna go home, so you're picking up the phone, what the hell's going on? Damn, I think you're trapped in the zone, lost in the haze, but you ain't going home.
Of Uganda, one of the top rappers out there, featuring Matrax from Kenya. And before that, Kankon Keita by Kerfala Kanti of the Republic of Guinea, and La Femme de Mon Patron by Dauda of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Tishomi Metiku, the legendary Ethiopian musician, right here on the African Beat. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
All right. Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. You Go Kill Me. It's done for us by Sako D, one of the hottest guys in Ghana right now. And then Miss You by Red Wine of Sierra Leone, another brand new court. But let's go to Sako D right now in You Go Kill Me from Ghana.
I shall win a good about the young Kong, just some pipe, a few wise one genua, but Tema Bobuano, Mini Binti Mamua, Ono no Jama Bakari, eh, Vini Patakwa, as I see that the Viamon Amorini, Mamopa, Vivia, Mosia, Muatofia, as on to be a man, Sakana, the Yamia, but the whole party more to five with the Bianca, which one a Jama for the bra. If you get human up with you, Via, so to Vivia Bar, and this under your Puma, no, Nanus was a champagne, I have done still a moment.
Today be my speckles. This girl could they kill me?
Money no problem.
When I see her body mess up, baby why could they do me so? She dey mash up my head oh. This girl could they make a go colo. Hey, the way today be my speckles. This girl could they kill me?
It's been a long time since I saw Millicent, but she will always be my number one chick. Cause I put a mini bow, no one on the team, I say, Charlie EL, go back at you. Keep a hook up in my upper, if you send a wooden, sing a suja for a sofa. Meantime, penny pin, if you send a medica, and so one of the fan of what mommy blew up to pack, but here, whoa! But I got my bed, and then we see the view, which you be a man of cry, but you go to the figure, what they will carve and flex it. And if I baby don't, I've been in the gun, and they didn't be the key, I got it in the movie, but the water is here, and in the new year, I'm going to give Millicent, if you don't defeat. Let me tie the diagram and say we're bad news. Now,
what are you doing for the bra? If you get human up with you, Fia, it's your two, give you a bar. And this under your two boomer, yo, now this was a champagne. But your zone still a government pain. I bet you this campaign. The group be known, the guy complain. You know what I'm
the way today be my speckles. This girl, could they kill me, you? When I see her by the mess up, baby, why do they do me so? they mash up my head, oh. This girl, they go, they make a go colo, hey. The way you live in my speck, oh. This girl, could they kill me,
I miss you.
by Red Wine of Sierra Leone, and this is from her debut album, and at the top was You Will Kill Me by Sakodi of the Republic of Ghana. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be on the show, the legendary Ethiopian singer, songwriter and producer, Tishomi Metiko. He will be my guest live.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hello, David Vander. This is Hillary from Benue State, in Nigeria. I think your show is the best show on the Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. Earlier on the show, I told you that my guest is from Ethiopia. He is a legendary Ethiopian singer, songwriter, producer, you name it, everything, you know, and he is Tishomi Metiko. Welcome to The African Beat, Tishomi.
Thank you, David. Thank you.
Wow. Legendary Metiko. Now, tell me about your musical career, just a little bit of how it all started and...
Well, I started in school in Haile Selassie First Day School when I was a kid, and then I grew up with it. And then all the way when I became a teenager, I went in and started playing at different clubs around Addis Ababa and around the city. And, you know, when I recorded some of the prettiest records of all time, four or five of my 45 records of that time. So I became popular and, you know,
and that was way back in the 60s.
Yeah, way back in the 60s.
In the 60s, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still looking good?
Oh, I'm hanging there.
So, and, you know, during those years, like you said, you recorded some of your best, you know, songs during those teenage age.
Yeah.
And I got to understand that you had to actually leave Ethiopia for Sweden.
Yes, I did. And that was in 1970. You know, there was a little disturbance within the country, and there was a condition whereby, you know, like, you know, music was almost impossible to play in the cities.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to stay out late,
exactly.
curfew all that.
And stuff, yeah. So I decided to leave for Scandinavia, and then I landed up in Sweden,
mm-hmm.
and lived there for more than 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And... You started a band in Ethiopia in your teenage years. Tell me about this band.
Well, there was the most famous band of all time. It was like mid-60s, and the band is called the Soul Echoes Band. And we used to play all kinds of music, like the 50s beat, rock and roll, some blues, and modern Ethiopian melodies. And the band was... I mean, so great that I don't think they are replaceable, you know. Some of the guys are almost irreplaceable.
Like, all right, let's come. You're going to play some songs for us today with your band here. And the first song is Abyssal.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about this song.
Oh, this song, Abyssal, the very first song we're going to play right now is, it's just like... saying that the four seasons, Ambassal is one of the tunings of Ethiopian melodies, and it is a major tuning. But within the Ambassal is an area in the northeast part of Ethiopia too. There's an area called Ambassal. So the words got two, three different meanings. It means major in music, and a name of an area in Wollo. And at the same time, in the lyrics, it says, it mentions the four tunings of Ethiopia, Ambassal, Batuye, Anchoye, and Tzita. So I'm trying to combine those two and make them four seasons.
And all those songs are your original composition?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the song right now. Ambassal. It's a beautiful song. I've heard it, and I'm sure you're going to love it. This is by Tishomi Metiko, right now on The Voice of America.
celibacy. Panche ho yelane But is the time and get Anche tamachine Alar viale oh le be Ambasal hirana Tofa wusomata But is it hakana But in the canyonish Valhadra Lebem Ubatjil Yinagaria Alar fiala of the bay Ambassel Helena Tofa wasamata But is it a kana Thank you.
Ambassador, beautiful music, lovely tune there by our great legend here in the studio with us on the African beat. You have been out of Ethiopia for a very long time. When was the last time you went back to Ethiopia?
Well, the last time is next time, maybe. I haven't been there ever since I left
Ever
Ethiopia.
Since you left in 1970?
Yeah, 1970. I haven't returned. You know, our country's got a little problems, you know. When you decided, oh, I'm going next year, and then something happens.
Okay.
And then I decided. So I never went back.
How is your music and the Ethiopian community in general, all over the world where you've traveled so far?
Oh, they love it. I mean, you know, I'm a people's guy. I play music that they like, and they love my composition. And most of all, they like my uniqueness of in my music composition. Like a different kinds of melodies, different kinds of rhythms, different kinds of songs. So they love that. They love that.
Yeah, I see you play a combination of jazz, rock and roll.
Yeah, soul, blues, jazz, rock blues. And roll. Yeah, so
that's wonderful.
I've been doing fusion for the last 40, 50 years. Hmm. You know, so even the very first melodies I did when I lived in Ethiopia was fusion, rock fusion,
well,
blues
well,
fusion, jazz.
Don't you think? The people in Ethiopia will be listening to you right now on the Voice of America, right?
Mm.
Don't you think they are being deprived of their legendary singer that they have not seen him for all these years? Don't you think they want to see you?
Oh, yeah, they want to see me. People write me, email me, text me, and ask me and invite me to go to come back home and perform for them. But I love to perform for them, too. It's just that, you know, maybe There's time for everything.
There's time for everything. I got that. All right. You're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Yeah, yeah.
And my guest is the legendary Tshome Mtiku from Ethiopia. And now let's talk about the next song that I want to play. You're going to perform for me right here. And that is Almu Wadishalu.
Almu is a name of a girl. Means diamond. Wadishalu
wow.
means I
you
love
you. Have a
you.
Lot of diamonds in Ethiopia?
Mm-hmm. I think
just
we're
like
coming
from Michael
there.
We're coming. We produce some of the biggest.
Yeah, and Almo Dishalo means Almas, I love you. And it is this song, I did it when I was in school.
Mm.
But I jazzed it up a little bit and formulated a little bit and then, you know, add up some spice to it. But this song's always love it because it reminds me of Almas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, still,
you know, I begin to imagine when you were in school and all these young almas were around, and then you sing the song, man.
Oh God, you can imagine.
Were like, hey.
You can imagine what it's going to be. All the almas is just lined up there.
Uh-huh.
It's just pick and choose.
Just pick and choose, man. All right, here we go. Voice of America, African Beat. And the next song is Almas Wadisha Lu. And this is for all the diamonds out there. All the, you know, you know. Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beat on the Voice of America, Almo Wadesha, Lou, beautiful song. It's hot, and I'm sure you people are enjoying it. And to all my listeners out there in Ethiopia, all of you guys in the University of Addis, I know you're listening. I know it's late out there, but you always listen to the African Beat. And so this particular part of the program, I'll dedicate to you. All right, now let me come back to my guest, Tishomi Mitiku. I understand your daughter is a very wonderful singer, too.
Oh, yes, she is very famous, and she is a Grammy winner.
Wow.
She took 1998 European Grammy, and she is now signed in for Warner Brothers UK, and she's a great musician.
So sometimes our people, especially our parents, don't like us going into the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And you started it when you were in school.
Yes.
Did you meet some difficulties? And what about your daughter? Did you actually encourage her to get into music?
Oh, I do encourage her. I wanted her to be a musician, an artist of any kind. And she did that. Plus, she went through the regular academic work. She did that. So she done what is required of her. Yeah. So she's done everything. In my part, my parents wasn't that, don't do this, don't do that. As long as you are okay and you love it, they both of them are willing to let you play whatever you want to play. But my mother's side was more the artistic part, and my mother played a whole lot of songs. I mean, when she plays, you just...
Your mother too was a musician?
She wasn't a musician, but she sings.
Wow.
Like an angel. And so I was just sitting down and listening to her and just consuming the lyrics, the poetry and the songs together, especially when she sings Bati and Ambassal. So it was just that stayed in me, and with that in mind, I just didn't want to be anything else.
But you remember one or two of the songs that your mother used to sing?
Oh yeah.
Can you just give me an a cappella of one of it?
Re bati bati, bati ganda deyu. Re bati bati, bati ganda deyu. Ena drawe mi moko, se shof half no si.
And what are you saying there?
Bati is a minor tuning. Means minor in tuning, within the, and it is an area in Wollo province in Ethiopia called Bati, where those beautiful girls come out. Wow. Most beautiful girls are either from Bati or Ambassa. So when she sings at a Bati, she's pre-focusing the area.
The area,
yeah,
okay.
The area, where are you, Bati? All those beautiful.
Where are you, beautiful?
Yeah, exactly.
Come around, yeah. All right. The African Beat on the Voice of America. All right, and now I have another track that I want to ask you about. Etamete.
Oh, Temete.
Etamete.
Etamete is like it's a name given to all women closer to your mother or your father. We call it Temete Almaz, Temete Abebej, Temete Kare. It means aunt in its literal sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer than that.
Okay, okay. Just closer. Like even from us down in the West, any woman that is closer to your parents, we all call them aunties if there is a man or uncle.
Exactly, that's okay. The Temete. So the song is about Temete. You smell like, your fragrance is like a lemon. Your words are like an angel. But be careful about this man who's trying to cheat you into something different that you don't like. So I'm warning Temete not to do it.
So this song, is it from a true story?
Oh, this song...
it happens every day.
This song has been sung by every child in Ethiopia. It is that the kind of version I gave it. I gave it a blues jazz version to it, and changed the harmony around it, and try to give it a neoclassic.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Etamete, let's hear this one now, and we'll dedicate it to all the aunties out there, all the women that are very close to our parents. We'll dedicate it to you because we always call you aunties anyway. So this one is going out to you right on the African Beat, the Voice of America, and from my guest, Tishio Memitiku from Ethiopia.
Yeah,
It's a beautiful music, and your voice is so powerful. Your voice. There's something about your voice.
Well, that's something that I inherited from my mom, and it's God-given, and it's still rocking me.
It's still rocking you, man. All right. And I see that, you know, because of the blend of your music, the jazz, soul, you know, you name it, you've also performed in some very big stage around the United States, like in New York. I understand that last year you played at the Chicago Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
With over 80,000 people out there watching you.
Yeah.
What was it like?
It was, I mean, the ocean of people, and it was a big orchestra. I mean, just like 13-man piece orchestra. And the performance was so great that I didn't even want to stop singing. When I was out on the stage, I mean, it was so beautiful. The orchestra was good. The public was so nice. And the weather was so beautiful. And we jazzed up some of the melodies that I had sung with either orchestra. So the whole thing was, you know, just reliving, reincarnation, you can say that, when you stand up on the stage and see all thousands of people and sing one of the traditional Ethiopian song fused in jazz.
In jazz.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Wow. I mean.
And the American public just loved it. Just loved it. Said, wow, what is this, you know? So what we're trying to bring about is a new concept of mixing different cultures and bring about neo kind of ideas out of the music or in
other culture. Great.
So beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful experience.
All right. Now, you've been in this music business for as long as you can remember.
Yeah.
And you're still going strong. You're still jazzing it up, like you're saying. All right. So there are younger folks coming up, and they're looking up to people like you. What would you advise? What advice would you give?
Well, my advice is just to keep on doing what they're doing. And don't be afraid of changing or music. You know, this goes for all Africa. It's not only Ethiopian. For all Africa, they change it. Like Kuti in West Africa did it. And like the Congolese are doing it. And the Kenyans are doing it. So you have to be able to change. I mean, everything is done for change. Nothing can stay stagnant, you know. Even we change as human beings. So the only advice or advice I can give to young upcoming musicians is do your thing, change it, don't be afraid. You know, don't look for the people to come and like you at the moment. They won't like it. They will start liking you a year or 2 years after it. Right away, you don't expect anything because anything new is surprise. So be aware of that and go ahead and change it and rock it. That's it.
So, all right. Well, that's beautiful. And the final song we'll be playing today is going to be Hasabe. And we'll talk very shortly about Hasabe. But the people, your people in Ethiopia, you want to say hello to them? You want to send any message that those who will be yearning for you? A lot of them are out there and they want you. So, you want to send a message to them?
Well, yes. Now, my message to them is I love you, I like you, and I'm your son. And I belong to you, and I promise you, I'll always do the music that you like until the end of my life, and I'll be, you know, your entertainer.
And that is great. That is great. That is a wonderful message. It's a wonderful message. Now, what is Hasabe?
Hasabe is my thought. It's a thought process of a thought of, it could be a girl, it could be a country, it could be a village, it could be anything, but your thought. Of the moments, thought of the moments. But it can reflect in love, a relationship. You know, it's, Hasabe means a thought. That you are my thought, you are my feeling, you are my reality, you are my truth, you are my everything, you know? So Hasabe is a very famous song in Ethiopia.
Well, that is what we're going to climax with today. But yeah. Just before we climax with that, your journey has been a long one, tedious one, I want to believe. There are happy days, there are sad days in your journey. So give us a little bit of your ups and downs throughout this journey.
Well, the happiest moment of my life is when my daughter is born. And the down period of my life is when I lost my mother.
Sorry about that.
That was the saddest part of my life. But these are the two big things that has happened in my life. The rest is history.
Let's leave it as that. Well, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Tshome Mitiku, the legendary singer, songwriter, producer, and everything you name it from Ethiopia, who is my guest today. I want to thank you for accepting my invitation to come here.
Thank you, dear.
On behalf of all of our fans out there, all the engineers on duty right now, I want to thank you. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, listening to the African Beat in your cars, on the streets, in your homes, in your living rooms, in your bedroom, wherever you are, I want to thank you in particular. Till then, I am David Vandy, and my guest is Tshome Mitiku from Ethiopia.
Thank you, David.
You very much, and I'll leave you with Hasabe right now.
Yeah.
but myself. Oh, Alexa, love.
Ray McDonald.